This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast that is going to work out your mommy issues. In England, we have Anthony, James in Scotland, Erica in Edmonton in Canada, and Dan in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And I'm Glenn. I'm in the state of Washington, not Washington, D.C. Thank you very much. This episode, we are talking about, as we often do, the differences between words that mean the same thing and sometimes different words that mean different things. The words are mum and mom, and maybe ma'am. No, not ma'am.
That raises a question.
Yes. Yeah, that's where
Anthony was going, yeah. I'm sure. Because I frequently, as someone who watches, again, British TV and stuff, and I think Erica will probably run into this as well, because I first came into it in Doctor Who. You know, if you address a woman respectfully, it certainly sounds to American ears as though you were addressing them as mum.
Like, but the cast
is mom. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the dressing the queen, for example, the queen. You know, I've certainly heard that as well. Now, that to me, I think that's still spelled like M-A-apostrophe-A-M, correct?
It is, yes. But it's a different thing. It's a very contextual usage. Mom is used specifically when you're referring to somebody superior. To not just any woman, but specifically a superior woman.
Sure,
so it's
right,
used for
right.
Things like rank and royalty, yeah. If you were just referring to a woman, you'd say madam.
Okay, right. And we say, so ma'am is an abbreviation of madam.
Yes.
We'll say ma'am. So if you're in a shop, how would someone not address you, Anthony, because you are do not identify as female?
You'd say madam.
You'd say madam. Madam, can I help
or,
you
or
with
possibly,
that stocking?
Or possibly miss.
Okay.
Yeah. Or depending on where you are, love, which is...
well, that's... Or duck, or... Yeah. Or even sweetheart in certain places. Yeah.
But it caught me when I was writing something, and I wanted, like, I was almost thinking, like, oh, you know, I'll give this sort of, like, a slightly British flair to it, and I started typing, yes, mum, yes, M-U-M, and then I, like, went, and, like, I wonder about that, and I, like, started digging the research, and I realized that it was just that I was hearing it differently, not that it was spelled differently. And that, to me, was fascinating.
Isn't this correct, that the correct address for the queen, if you meet her in person, is you are supposed to say, I don't know what you say the first time you refer to her, but you're supposed to say, yes, mum, or something like that, right? Isn't that the accurate term?
Not mum, you'd say mom.
Mom. Oh, it's mom.
So but that's the thing. It's
the queen mum.
Queen mum.
Unless,
yes, well,
mom.
See, that's again, there's a different, I think there's a difference.
Oh, no, I don't think we've ever heard the difference before. I always thought they were saying mum, to be honest.
Me too.
It does sound a lot like mum to
mom.
American
mom.
Ear. Yes.
And this is how Glenn was thrown in the Tower of London.
That's right. Well, I made friends with the Ravens and I escaped.
Well, this raises the question. For example, I think where we were coming from originally, what is sort of your generic term for referring to your mother? Like how do you refer to them? Yes.
How do you talk to your mother with that mouth?
Yeah.
Well, that depends on where you are here, too.
What is it in Scotland?
I would have said mum, just M-U-M.
Okay.
And, you know, mother is a bit too formal, and then you can go mama if you want to go super posh. Nobody would actually do that.
So Scotland is mum, and I believe Wales is mum as well. Now, here's the weird thing.
Okay.
In England, it is also mum, unless you are from the Midlands, where I'm from, unless you're from the Birmingham area. And there, we say mom. We don't say mum.
Really?
We say mom.
Okay,
and this
spell
is
it.
A source
spell
of
it.
Great M-O-M. This is a source
okay.
of
really?
Great annoyance to me because over here, trying to find Mother's Day cards or birthday cards, mm-hmm. greeting cards in general, that say mom instead of mum is almost impossible. It's so annoying.
It sounds like you should be importing them from the U.S.
Yeah, I'll be happy to send you some next year. Let us know.
Yeah, in Canada, I grew up saying mom, M-O-M, the Midwest, and then I came to Canada, and it's still spelled mom, M-O-M, but it's actually, at least in Edmonton, most of the people that I talk to that speak about their parents, it's pronounced mum, like M-U-M, but it's still spelled mom, M-O-M.
And I have used, again, I've used both of those interchangeably, usually like, I would never say my mum, but I might address my mother as mum if I was just sort of speaking really quickly. But like mom, M-O-M, was kind of the default for my entire, yeah, like the generic one. But I've also heard, I know people refer to them as mama. Like I know a lot of, some of my family refer to their mothers as mama. Certainly ma'am.
Oh, in the South in particularly.
Or mammy. I've heard all of those.
I have a question. Would you refer to your mother by her name?
Never.
I know people who do, but I would not.
You have to be a hippie.
I would.
You have to be a hippie to do that.
Only when sending her a letter or a card or something in the post, I'd put her name rather than, you know, Mom.
Dear Mrs. dear Mrs. Johnston.
That's terrible when the postman ends up delivering your letter to their own mother. It's very confusing.
What I tend to do if I'm putting a card, if I'm writing a card, I will say Mom / Dad, a.k.a. My mother and father. Cute.
I will write out their names, but I would... I know people, one of my friends growing up, like we like his house was sort of our designated hangout spot, and he would frequently refer to his mom by name. Her name was Mimi, though, which is also a little weird. So, yeah.
Mimi Mama.
But would he actually address her as that, as Mimi?
Yes, I've heard him do that, and he would always refer to his dad as Roger. I don't know why.
Well, I think some families just prefer it that way.
Yeah, some family. It's just a weird difference.
Over here, you'd get that... Sometimes you get that with step parents.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's one incident where it wouldn't be considered unusual with a stepmother or stepfather. But your biological parents over here, that would be rare, I would have to say.
And I think of it also as something that happens a lot in like a teenage phase. Like, I think of especially for teenage boys who are like distancing themselves from their parents. Right. Like, sure, Roger, like. You know, I'm a peer to you, like I am an adult now. It's kind of a weird, like, passive-aggressive thing.
Yeah, I feel like my brother might have done that, too.
Yeah, but it'd still get you a clip around the ear.
This is also a hippie thing. I grew up in Eugene, Oregon, which is connected by Underground Railroad to Boulder, Colorado, Ithaca, New York, and Santa Cruz, California. It's all one city, and people just move around among them. And Eugene was once referred to by the Wall Street Journal as the last refuge for the terminally hip, often called as Blue Jean, Oregon, when that was some kind of insult. But it was a very hippie town. I knew plenty of people going to high school whose parents were unreformed hippies, or maybe slightly reformed, and they insisted their children call them by their names because it broke down hierarchies, it broke down barriers. This was, you know, changing the nature of the parent-child relationship, and so
it was just an incredibly pretentious thing most of the time.
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna guess none of these families were blue collar.
No, that's actually true. But in Eugene, it was a much flatter economy because it was very cheap to live there when I grew up. Now it's more like a normal city, but it was a medium-sized college town. So you had people who worked with their hands, their parents worked with their hands, and sometimes I don't think we had mills because we were a little too close into town, but who like worked at a lumber company, let's say milling wood for finishing stuff, and somebody who worked at the university. And you might have the university person might be more hippie than the blue collar, or sometimes the blue collar person's like, I dropped out of that academic thing, man. I'm mixed up with my hands now, man.
Okay. See, I feel over here you'd get weirdly the extremes. Like the working class families, blue collar families, I can only, you know, the vast majority of them, if you called one of your parents by their name, you'd get a good hiding.
Wow, yeah.
The middle class families might be more inclined to, oh yes, let the children call us by our names. We're all equal and all that. But then the upper class families, you go back to, if you dared to call your parents by their name, you'd get whipped or something.
Well, there's that.
But by servants or something, presumably.
Yes, right. Yeah, not by
outsource.
Themselves,
yeah. Please.
Look in their own hands.
I'm always curious. I don't want to get too far afield because this show has a laser beam focus. What is the name?
That's the funniest thing you've said all session.
Thank you. I try. I'm always fascinated by this. The terms you used for your grandparents. Now, I grew up with my paternal grandparents. We were estranged from my, unfortunately, terrible maternal grandparents. But I called my grandmother and grandfather Grandpa and Bubby. And Bubby's, you know, often people, Yiddish is Bubby, and Zadie is often is Grandma and Grandpa in Yiddish. So I know a lot of people had a Bubby, and sometimes spelled B-U-B-B-E, sometimes with an I-E at the end, or a Zadie. So it was just, that was the names. Would love to know what each of you called grandparents, if there was something special or not.
Well, so I have a funny story about this. Because so I, growing up, my dad's father died when I was very young, so I never had any, I couldn't even speak, so I had no way of addressing him. I always called my mom's parents, Grandpa and Grandma, never addressed them by their, like, never a name. And so my dad's mom was always Grandma Esther, because that was to differentiate from my mom's parents, who were the ones that I felt like they were kind of like, we would travel to go see them and stuff, whereas my dad's mom lived in the area, and so I would see her a decent amount, but I was referred to as Grandma Esther, or addressed her as Grandma. Now, the exception being, my Grandma Esther was a little bit, this is my Jewish grandmother, she was a little bit on the I don't want to say, she's a little bit on the vain side. She never quite ever imagined herself as a grandmother. Oh. And so she insisted, she tried to get me when I was a kid to call her Gigi all the time. And I would never do it because I felt super awkward about it. But I told this to my fiance at some point recently because we were digging through old pictures. And now she exclusively, whenever we see a picture of her, she's like, oh, is that Gigi? I was like, you have called her that way more than I ever called her that.
Mine is similar. I grew up calling my grandparents grandma and grandpa, but we, my siblings and I, referred to them as Grandma Ensign, Grandpa Ensign, and Grandma Peterson and Grandpa Peterson. Mm-hmm. Whereas my cousins on my dad's side, they referred to like my Grandma Ensign as Grandma Doris and my grandpa as Grandpa Arlen. So like, I don't know why that branch of the family went with the first names, whereas we were all last names. No idea.
And you didn't have any opas or omas in there, did you?
No. Although my friend Kirsten is off this weekend going to visit her baba. Because she's Ukrainian.
Wait. What does she call her?
Baba.
Oh, now this is funny. Is my father-in-law, my children's grandfather on my mother's, on my wife's side, that he called his grandfather Bapa and never knew why. There's no Ukrainian heritage, but there's German heritage. But when my kids were little, one of them, without ever having heard the term, started to refer to him as Bapa. We don't know why. And so he's Bapa in the family. And I'd never heard anyone else use that term.
I will say, similar to Erica, my mom's parents did sometimes get referred to as Grandpa Beecher and Grandma Beecher, rarely by their first names. Mm-hmm. And I know that my cousins, they had similar, so they also referred to them just as Grandpa and Grandma, and their other grandma was Grandma Ruth. And then one of the daughters, when she had her kids, they referred to the grandparents as Grandma and Grandpa, and then on the other side as Nana, their grandmother there.
I've heard Nana.
To differentiate them. Yeah.
So for me, my dad's mum lived in Glasgow and she was Granny, but my mother's parents were on the south coast of England and they were Grandma and Grandpa. Mm-hmm. So that's how they were distinguished by which regional term you used.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Mine were, both sets of grandparents were Nan and Grandad. And we would occasionally refer to them, and my parents, when talking to me about them, would also refer to them by their first names, never surnames. So it was Nan Gwen and Grandad Percy, or Nan Brenda and Grandad Bill, who were the Irish side of the family. But we also refer to them informally, never to their face, never ever to their face. But when referring to them, you know, ourselves, my mother's parents would be Nan and Grandad, and my father's parents, the Irish side, would be other Nan and Grandad. We would literally call them other Nan and other Grandad, or we're going to other Nan and Grandads today.
Was that because you saw them more frequently? Is there like a...
No, less frequently.
The other ones. That, I mean, if they're other than the ones you saw. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. There was nothing else in it. It was just the fact that we saw them less frequently than my mother's parents. So, yeah. Basically, every weekend we would go and visit my mother's parents. And then some weekends we would also then afterwards go and see my dad's parents. But not always. So, yeah, we always saw my mother's parents, but not always saw my dad's parents, and so they were the other Nan and Grandad.
I've got a James Thompson curveball here for you. It's not quite
for
James
me
Thompson
personally
level.
Or
no,
he's your father, James.
What do you
no,
how did you refer to your parents' female sibling?
Auntie.
Okay.
Aunt.
Yeah. Aunt.
Okay, yeah, this is where I was curious about. So for me, it was always differentiated in if I were addressing one of them. If I were addressing my mom's sister, I would say Aunt Marcia. Like if I was talking
to her. I was just going to say Aunt Marcia.
Marcia.
I have two Aunt Marcias.
What a place
Marcias.
To find out.
Wow, nice. Wait, SH or CIA?
Both SHs.
Okay, I was CIA. She's CIA.
You're
trained.
In the CIA.
My partner's name is Marcia, but Marcia,
yeah, see,
not
we,
Marcia.
But we pronounce it. We pronounce her as Marcia. Yeah. But if I were talking about her to someone else, I would say my Aunt Marcia, because I think at one point I just started being deliberate about if I referred to her without her name, I would just say, oh, my aunt, because I wouldn't want to get confused. My aunt, like the insect. Like, so, and that was always felt weirdly awkward. So I would always refer to her as my aunt in like, yeah, as like a third person, but I would never address her as Aunt Marcia. That would sound super weird and hard to say.
I don't think I even heard aunt pronounced that way for a very long time because it was just strictly aunt mm-hmm. where I lived. So I did. I never got yeah. confused with the insect, thankfully.
I mean, mostly context clues could figure it out, but
yeah, pretty much.
Don't name your aunts. It's,
my aunt is eating a lot of sugar. It's very confusing.
I had that myself growing up, thank you very much. So people constantly refer to me as aunt, which I hated.
Yeah.
So,
you didn't want a lucrative career as a television presenter? You should have found a partner.
Yeah, I know. And always stand on the right.
My kids have this funny situation, which is not that funny, but it's not funny at all. What am I saying? It's terrifying.
It's a terrible, horrendous situation.
It's my mother, who's passed away a decade ago, she was alive when both kids were born and until they were both talking. And she loved her grandmother, who she called Nani. And her grandmother was originally from Poland. So she wanted to be called Nani. And we were like, all right, that's great. And my dad was just grandpa. We talked about Zay. Whatever. And so he somehow became Grandpa Charlie, even though their other grandfather is just Bappa because of previous story. But then my father remarried a few years after my mother died to a wonderful woman who was originally Mariah, but that was not her given name at birth. She was she's from a Greek family, was raised speaking Greek, spent a lot of time in Greece, identifies very strongly that way. And the name Mariah was sort of put upon her. So recently, in her late 70s, she decided, hey, I'm going to take back my original name. So now she is Marulio, which is we are getting used to because it's a little difficult for a Western, you know, English-speaking people to spell. But Marulio. And she asked our kids when she first got introduced to the family and we were embracing her into the family to be called Yaya, which is a Greek thing. So we have... Yaya, Nani, and Bappa among various grandparents, which is much more variety than I ever expected earlier in life. All right, well, let's all go feed our aunts sugar in their tea. And thank you all for being in this brace of episodes of Pants in the Boot. Thank you, Anthony, James, Erica, and Dan.
Thank